Chapter on. It is essential to know a thing first before saying or acting upon it, according to the statement of Allah. So know, O Muhammad, peace be upon you, that La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Quran chapter 47, verse 19. So Allah stated that one should acquire knowledge first, and religious scholars are the inheritors of the prophets, i.e., they inherit knowledge. And whoever gains knowledge is lucky and gains a great thing. And whoever followed the way to seek religious knowledge, Allah will make easy for him the way to paradise. Allah said, it is only those who have knowledge among his slaves that fear Allah. Quran chapter 35, verse 28. And Allah said, but none will understand them except those who have knowledge. Quran chapter 29, verse 43. And also Allah's statement, and they will say, had we but listened or used our intelligence, we would not have been among the dwellers of the blazing fire. Quran chapter 67, verse 10. And Allah also said, are those who know equal to those who know not? Quran chapter 39, verse 9. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if Allah wants to do good to a person, he makes him comprehend the religion, and verily, knowledge is attained by learning. Abu Dharr, pointing towards his neck, said, if you put the sword on this, my neck to kill me, then I think that, before the sword could work, I can say even one sentence which I heard from the Prophet, peace be upon him, I would surely say it. Indicating that one should convey the knowledge that one has acquired to the others. And Ibn Abbas said, you should be Rabbaniyun, religious scholars, forgiving, wise, and learned men. And it is said that a Rabbani, religious scholar, is the one who starts teaching people simple subjects of knowledge before touching big, difficult ones.